This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Pitchers and catchers, I think, report Thursday. Let's talk some Orioles baseball now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, joined by Matt Weirich, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. And Matt, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. We just heard Ryan Mountcastle talking about the wall being moved in. I don't think we've talked to you about this, the fact that they now and twice in, 4 years, move the wall around. What do you think about them moving the wall in?
Yeah, you know, I think that obviously, when they did it in the first place, it was designed to make the park more neutral, and that didn't happen. So, you know, it's a bit of a quick heel turn for sure to do it after only 2 years, but I don't think they really thought it would play as deep as it did. So, you know, while pitchers might not be too thrilled about it being moved in, I think that they can probably count on a little bit more run support. So it's not all bad. And I'm sure a guy like Ryan Mountcastle is thrilled about it, but you know, honestly, what I'm most intrigued to see is how a guy like Colton Cowser adjusts defensively. It was such a big outfield out there, so much space to run, and now it's going to have some more kind of nooks and crannies. It's going to be a bit of a more of an interesting place to play defensively, so it might be tougher for opponents to adjust to as well. So that's probably what I'll be looking forward to the most, is just kind of seeing how players adjust.
Well, Matt, it is that time of year as everybody's starting to gather in Sarasota, and we're looking at the macro level stuff and Zips and Pakoda and all that, and what are fair expectations for this team. And we've got to pull up sort of asking people, you know, obviously the last two Octobers haven't gone according to plan. And if this team doesn't sort of advance, does that start to reflect on anybody's job security or maybe how their decision makers are set up? Do you think that there's any additional heat on Hyde and or Elias this year as we kind of move further away from the rebuild part of this and more to the, you know, contending part of this?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's absolutely more urgency to start to win deep into October. You know, you look at past teams that have done long-term rebuilds and come out of it to contend, teams like the Cubs, the Astros, teams like the Braves, teams like that. On average, those teams tend to win a playoff series by the third year. Mm-hmm. Only the Cubs who did it in two. So to stay on schedule, they'd have to at least to make it past the postseason series, at least win a game and get that streak that they've had going for a while now out of the way, to kind of just stay on schedule and I think give fans and really themselves the confidence that, you know, this core is capable of doing it. You know, I don't think anyone doubts the talent that they have in this franchise, in this farm system that they've assembled and brought in. So, you know, this is a team capable of winning in the playoffs. It's a question of, you know, are the guys on the field or the coaches, the front office going to be able to get the most out of it? And certainly, you know, if they don't at the end of this year, there are going to have to be conversations to be had.
Matt, there aren't a ton of roster spots up for grabs in the 26-man heading into spring training. But that being said, what's the biggest storyline you're looking forward to seeing during spring training?
Well, I mean, like you said, I don't think there's a whole lot of roster battles as the team is currently constructed as we know of. I think health is going to play a major factor here. Are there going to be any surprise injuries when we arrive in camp this week, like Kyle Bradish last year that kind of opened up a rotation spot. You know, I think the big question right now is Jorge Mateo going to be ready for opening day? Mike Elias certainly left that open when he talked with us a couple of weeks ago at the Caravan. So whether or not he's ready for opening day might open up a spot in that outfield. Obviously, Ramon Laureano was signed to a one-year deal, so you'd expect him to make the roster. But if they're going to be bringing Keston Kerstad around, they're going to have to have five outfielders. In order to do that, they probably don't have room for both Mateo and Gary Sanchez and Ramon Arias, plus with the Ryan O'Hearn, Ryan Mountcastle platoon situation. So I think that last spot on the bench is probably where the most, you know, spots are up for grabs. But as we progress in camp, I'm sure injuries will pop up. They always do. And that might create some other avenues that might make things more interesting.
Talking to Matt Weyrich, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Matt, I'm curious, like, we went into this offseason and this was the first full year of new ownership and thought spending would be different. And they have spent, but it's all one-year deals, save for the Tyler O'Neill deal, which if he has a good year, he's going to opt out. And so that essentially becomes a one-year deal. They have not extended anyone. Are you surprised that they have not made a single long-term commitment yet?
I mean, I think that it's certainly at this point, we probably would have expected it out of a lot of teams. But, you know, with them being new ownership group, feeling things out, I think that this was the offseason that if it would have happened, you know, we would have seen it, and it didn't. So that certainly, you know, I think came as a surprise to a lot of people. Now, this is also a team that I think wants to keep its extension, its window of contention open for a long time. And in order to do that, you are going to have to sign guys long-term. In particular, a lot of these homegrown guys that they have. If anybody is going to come, you know, below market value, it would be a hometown discount type extension. So I think for them to explore all avenues of that to keep their books open for that is smart. Now, whether or not that comes to fruition remains to be seen. So, you know, you have to actually sign the guys for that strategy to pan out completely. But certainly I don't think that, you know, for example, a Corbin Burnes being signed late into his 30s on a $25+ million AAV might necessarily make sense for a team that is trying to lock up multiple young players, especially one that, you know, isn't going to spend like the Dodgers or the Mets. So, you know, they have to follow through on that. That obviously is something to watch as we kind of progress here these next couple of seasons. But certainly, you know, it doesn't shock me that would be the avenue they go if they indeed decide to lock up some of these guys.
How do you size this division up?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Like, the Yankees losing their best player, but I do think that they're more of a well-rounded team now with all of the moves they made. I was frankly pretty surprised that they went as deep in the playoffs as they did last year, considering their lineup was kind of a 1-2 punch and the pitching staff wasn't all that scary and the bullpen was lacking, you know, a true closer. But now they've made the moves to address a lot of those issues. So I think they're going to be a tougher out this year than they were last year, just on a full 5-game, 3-game, 7-game, whatever you have series. You know, the Red Sox, I think, were a pretty underrated team last year with how good their pitching staff was. Their lineup is very deep. You know, I could absolutely see them kind of bouncing in the division race. I do think that the Orioles would be my team that I put number two right now, just as far as if I'm power ranking teams. But I think them and the Red Sox are close. And, you know, the Blue Jays and Rays are kind of this weird, not necessarily stuck in neutral type teams, but both are just a little bit directionless right now. With the moves that they've made the last couple of off seasons. So I think it's just going to be one of those things. We have to see what they look like on the field.
Matt Weyrich covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Sun. Matt, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Have fun down there.
Yeah, enjoy the warmth.
Appreciate it, fellas. Can't wait.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Hey, we'll get back to the Ravens next. And could they have learned a financial lesson from the Philadelphia Eagles? Jason's got some interesting numbers. You're going to want to hear them next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're on the Fan. Ravens offseason began weeks ago, and now they prep a, free agent season a month, the draft's a month after that. It's time to start looking at this roster. And the Ravens, they do it their way. And they've been to the playoffs, have not gotten to the mountaintop. But, Jason, you looked at something interesting with the Eagles. And that, you know, and we talk a lot about the cap, and it's fungible, and it's kind of a credit card, and it's about how much you want to spend because you can push stuff around. But you look, interesting numbers with the Eagles.
Well, yeah, I mean, people are always talking about the tough decisions teams have to face and the cap and yada, 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 obsessing about cap space, even though it is totally fungible, and it's something that's is quite malleable. In fact, Sashi Brown was really good at moving. They weren't winning any games when he was at Cleveland, but damn, could that guy move some cap around. So they've got plenty of people there who understand how to do that. But it's ultimately, it's a cash league and cash rules. And last year, the Philadelphia Eagles had five players who made $21 million or more in cash in the 2024 year. The Ravens had two. The quarterback, who we know makes a lot of money because he's one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history, and Madubuike, who was in the year one of a new extension. Howie Roseman had nine players who earned $15 million a year or 14, seven or more. Nine. Ravens had three. Howie Roseman had 11 players making $10 million or more. The Ravens had seven. So like this idea of, oh my God, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and what are they going to do now? And they couldn't possibly do anything big. I think we've been conditioned to be suckers with that a little bit, frankly. I think people have been a little too willing to absorb that or just sort of swallow the group thing. Because I just tell you, I pay a lot of attention to the Eagles. I go through transcripts. You're going to have a hell of a time finding Howie Roseman bitching, whining, and complaining about the salary cap or thumping his chest about how many free agents between $2 million and $4 million he signed. Like, do they like comp picks too? Yeah, they do. But, you know, they're also willing to swing way bigger on key positions. And they got two number one receivers. They kept them both.
Mm-hmm. They also signed a pass rusher who didn't play well for him, and it didn't matter.
$17 million they gave Bryce Huff. He didn't even get on the field much because they didn't need him, and it was a bad fit. But I understand why. I loved what he did situationally with the Jets. I mean, he's young, not a lot of tread on the tires, and who knows? The story's not totally written. But, like, you look at what they've done, and, yeah, they've drafted incredibly well. I get that, but they're willing to move around up the draft board at times. They're willing to part with multiple picks to make big trades. And I got a news flash. GMs in the league think they're going to be the front runner to get Myles Garrett. Yeah. And guess what? That's a lot of money and a lot of picks, but they're trying to win back-to-back Lombardi trophies. And you've got to out-try them and out-want them. And basing, you know, everything around comp picks ain't going to get you home. I got, like, it just ain't. Not when you're competing with these guys. Not when you're competing with Andy Reid, who's probably going to take your left tackle and pay him again and retool his offensive line. Like, you can have your cake and eat it too.
Yes.
You can go out and get a A-list free agent or move 10 spots up a draft board to get a particular pass rusher and not have to gut your entire roster, and Silent Steve will still eat well tonight.
I think we need to see a much more aggressive approach from Eric DaCosta this offseason, because going back to last year where Derrick Henry was a home run signing, absolute home run signing, but it wasn't a big signing. It was a two-year deal for a 30-year-old running back.
You got a starter for $9 million.
And I think we all were surprised that we didn't see Eric DaCosta swing a trade deadline move, considering that he has 11 picks in the 2025 draft. So you have the 11 picks still to work with. 11 rookies are not making this team next year. That is not going to happen, and I think Eric DaCosta would admit that that is not going to happen. And we've seen him change a little bit in recent years, messing around with avoidable years, lean more into that. You are going to have to redo some of these deals, like a Lamar, like a Marlon Humphrey, to create some cap space. But it is possible. They need to do something different to acquire a true playmaker.
Well, the reality
on
is
the defensive side.
Pass rush costs. Unless you can pull off like at 27, get a guy like TJ Watt was drafted around then.
Yep.
Like if you get lucky and you get a premier pass rusher at 27, but the reality is, you know, they got a Dafe Owe around there, and like that he's a nice player. He's not a game wrecker.
And at some point, I don't think Van Noy is going to be one of the best bargains in the league anymore. And maybe he is next year, and then after that, the bottom falls out. But and I know it's not apples to apples because Carolina was a bit of a bleep show, especially early in the year. But I'm old enough to remember Jadeveon Clowney coming here having the best season of his career and being a nothing burger last year,
mm-hmm.
to the point where they should have traded him for whatever they could get for him. Now he's got a different mentality than Van Noy. Like, I'm not saying it's all apples to apples, but like building your D line around one stud in Matabike and a bunch of mid-round draft picks and budget guys, I don't know that that's going to slay the dragon at Arrowhead next year. I just don't. Like, it's one way to do it. I don't know. Like, we saw what Tampa did to this guy. We saw what the Eagles did to him. That was ferocious 5, 6, 7 deep on the D-line. Guys who can get after it.
I think that's
the deal. And if you're not going to be paying anybody on your offensive line, and let's face it, even if the center gets an extension, that's going to be it.
Yeah.
Then maybe you need to be paying more people in your D-line.
And D-line, this is a really rich draft for them. Bobby D's been telling us. I saw Daniel Jeremiah tweeted this morning saying he had potential starter grades on 12 defensive tackles last year. This year, 24.
That's more.
That's double.
That is much more. Hey, we'll come back. Bounce back, fallbacks coming up next here on The Fan.
Let's look back to Super Bowl Sunday's bounce back, fallback. Patrick Mahomes over 253.5 passing yards. Both of you bounce back. Jason, you bounce back. You said not by much, 256 yards. He had 257. That was close.
Yeah, well done.
Mahomes.
That's pretty damn good.
Mahomes.
That doesn't do much for
if he hit it exactly.
For Mr. Know-Nothing over here. It doesn't. If you had done it, we would have opened the show with it.
No.
It would have been in your updates. And for those of you keeping score, Ken Wyman had 257 on his Mahomes bounce back fallback. And it was 256.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Mahomes.
I give you credit.
Thanks.
29.5 rushing yards. Can you bounce back? He said he might lead the team in rushing. He did lead the team in rushing.
Yeah.
So he did hit that. Jason, fall back with 28 yards. He had 25.
I actually got it right, but you wouldn't know that.
I led the team in rushing.
He had the team in rushing.
Okay.
You got the prediction right.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts over 213.5 passing yards. Jason, you bounce back. He said between 225 and 235. Ken, you bounce back. He had 221.
Pretty close again, Hurts, Jason.
Hurts over 38.5 rushing yards. Ken, you bounce back. Jason, you fell back with 36.
It's 72.
He had 72.
Yeah,
Saquon over 112.5. Jason, you bounce back 117. Ken, you fell back.
I should not have gone over.
He had 57.
I didn't go over in real life.
Yeah.
Saquon to score 2 touchdowns. He didn't score at all. Yeah. Both of you guys fell back. Jason, you said 1. A.J. Brown over 69.5 receiving yards, everybody. Both you guys bounce back. He had 43.
Scored.
Fallback.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce, 61.5 receiving yards. He did not. 39. Jason, you fell back. 57. Ken, you bounce back. Kelce scores a touchdown. He did not. Jason, you said 2. Xavier Worthy, 54.5 receiving yards. Both you guys bounce back. Jason did say leading receiver, over 75 yards.
In the entire game.
Yes, she did.
And that was, he was correct.
Oh, he nailed it.
Yeah.
157.
I hope you played that bet like me.
Mm. We have a tie at 6.
Mm.
Tie at 6. Moving.
I didn't have more than him.
I count. You want me to count again?
No, because it's bad radio, but I'm pretty sure you hosed me.
Yeah.
Okay. It's better that way, but I'm pretty. It sounded like I sound like I hit way more than him, but that's fine. This whole game's rigged anyway, so whatever.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Let him go first for getting that thing so close.
Let's.
No, don't throw me any bones. No. Play it's supposed bone. To be played.
Let's look ahead.
I'm used to the uphill playing field.
Let's look ahead to Thursday. Terps taking on Nebraska. In the first Nebraska game, Jacoby Gillespie was the Terps' leading scorer with 22 points. Jason, past couple games, he hasn't looked like vintage Jacoby Gillespie. He is their leading scorer Thursday.
I asked Chris Nocke about this on the show yesterday because I kind of felt like the way Nebraska plays, this could be a good matchup for Gillespie to run at their bigs a little bit, to drive and dish, and also to come off some screens to get his shot going from behind the arc. Bone, I think he's overdue to take a game over, and I think Jacoby Gillespie scores 27 points in this game.
27 points. Okay, Ken?
I think I saw that one of Nebraska's bigs is going to be out in this game, too. We talk about how they every night it's somebody else leading them and scoring. He is due. I'm going to bounce back.
Jason's guy, Selden Miguel, hit
quarterback.
5 threes Sunday. He hit 3 threes in the first matchup against the Cornhuskers. Ken, he hits at least 3 threes again.
See, this is the Selt Miguel experience. 3. He's going to shoot at least 3. I'll bounce back. He'll hit 3 exactly.
Nebraska was tough on Queen. They play an interesting style of defense. We've heard the coaching staff talk about that. I think they'll try to take away those bigs, and I think they'll make this team shoot their threes, and I think Maryland will attempt more than 30 threes in this game, and I think they'll shoot around their season average in the Big Ten conference. So, yeah, I think Salt Miguel's put him down for at least 4.
Ooh. More than 33s as a team?
Yes.
Okay, and Selden with 4. Jason, you just mentioned Queen and Julian. They combined for just 11 points.
Tough sledding.
11 points in the first matchup. Bounce back, fall back. They both score 11 or more Thursday.
It's kind of been an either-or scenario lately with the fouls and with some of the DQ kind of figuring some stuff out on the road. I don't know about that, Bone. I'll say they each have 9 or more rebounds. And I'll say Juju gets 14. I'll say Queen has 10 points.
That's a fallback for those at home.
Yeah, I'm going to fall back as well. The key thing there is it doesn't seem like they both go off at the same time, so I'm going to fall back.
JLCAA.
There he is.
Towson Tigers. They beat Delaware in their first matchup at Delaware by 10 points.
Not only did they win, Bone, they covered.
They host Delaware on Thursday.
Aware. We'll probably be there.
The Tigers win going away by 15 or more points. Yeah, big number. Big number.
Bone, they don't score that well. They're not that kind of scoring team. No. They lead with the defense. I actually am a little concerned about They're shooting. 15's a big number. No, and Delaware has not been good lately, and I'm fading Delaware a decent amount, but that's a big number. I'm going to say they win by, Bone, I'm going to say they win by 11.
Win by 11.
You think I'm going to disagree with JLCAA? You got a better shot of differing at the next one where I go first, but I'm tailing that guy.
Howard. We love their football team.
I'm not a MEAC guy.
We love their
when football Coppin was good, I loved Coppin. Yeah. Covered games at the Baltimore Sun for Coppin. Saw Coppin playing Fang the Mitchell. Tournament. But I have not seen much MEAC ball.
Howard
lately.
Is traveling to take on Delaware State Ooh. In their next matchup Thursday.
You have any information
Howard,
on the spread?
Howard won the
It's not out yet.
Howard won the first matchup. You were talking about barn burner. 100-94 at home.
Wow.
No defense.
I'm dying now. I got to see. Now I'm dying to see the over-under on this game.
Howard is 5-2 in conference. Delaware State is 4-3 for reference. Ken, Howard just wins outright, beats Delaware State on Thursday.
The game's on the road. They did win the home game,
they did,
correct?
Yes, 100-93.
I'm going to fall back, Bone. I'm going to take the home team.
Well, what led you to this? I'm interested in your process, Bone.
To be honest, I was just thinking about the Howard football.
So then you looked up when Howard basketball plays next?
Yes.
Should we get Melissa Kim on to ask just about this?
Hey, they're brawlers, man.
Marcus Dockery, former Terp legend Marcus Dockery is playing at Howard.
Oh, wow. Is he really?
Yes, he's their second leading scorer.
Oh. They don't mess around, man.
You know what, Ben? I'm going to let you answer this. You take this one for me. I'm doing dial. What is it? Dial a friend?
Phone a friend.
Okay, real quick. Me and my dad are in a fantasy college basketball league, and there's mid-majors. Howard is one of our teams.
Nice.
Dead serious. They've been horrendous for what they were expected. I'm going to take them to win this, though. Del State is always awful.
Cosign. How does the fantasy college basketball work?
What is that?
It's only teams, so it's not players. You get the Power Four, and then you get East, Central, West, and Midwest mid-majors.
Do you get points for wins?
2 points for conference wins, 4 points for tournament wins, 1 point for out-of-conference, non-conference wins. That's
zany.
That's it's cool. Insane. No, it's very fun.
Do you get a bonus for making the tournament, anything like that? No,
but you get 3 for conference tournament.
Okay.
Play. I mean, it's really fun. Again, though, me and my dad have Howard, and they are not.
I'm guessing
good.
That was a low pick for you. I'm guessing you.
It was a dollar. It's auction league. We got him for a dollar.
Pick Howard for a dollar.
Yeah, and nobody.
Who's your top pick?
Iowa State. Okay. We got Iowa State. It's good.
Yeah, guy in this medium shirt.
And let's end it with the Cowboy, as we typically do.
Thank God.
His last game,
some
by
normalcy.
The way.
We're back to normal.
Some normal.
Swanton Rogers props.
Swanton Rogers.
That's our wheelhouse.
The Cowboy. You want to talk about stat line on his last game at Eastern Michigan, by the way.
Tough place to play.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It's a tough barn.
He fouled out in 16 minutes.
I love it.
He did fill the stat sheet.
He had 6 points, a turnover, 2 assists, a rebound. He was 3 for 4.
He has trouble catching the ball.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, the Cowboy has not been to the free throw line in 4 of the past 5 games.
Well, let's rectify that right here. Let's give him the bump.
That's
he needs some help. It's my guy.
The Cowboy, they're playing at Georgia State on Thursday.
Yeah, tough barn.
He gets to the line once. That's it. He gets to the line once.
Bone, he's getting to the line 3 times.
Whoa, man. 3 free throws.
The ghost of Lefty Driesel is at Georgia State, and he knows the Cowboys, a former Terp. Lefty, a former Terp.
Once a Terp, always a Terp, like a Raven.
He's going to get him to the line. I'm bouncing back. We'll come back.
For the left-hander.
The text of the day. Preview tomorrow show.
Bone, Cowboy and the left-hander.
Did you know the left-hander coach at Georgia State, Bone?
Yes,
did you know that?
I did.
Yeah. Preview tomorrow show and get you ready for BFD coming up at 6 here on The Fan. We only got a few minutes left, and then it's BFD tonight at 6. But let's get right to it. Beltway Ben, the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay.
Text of the Day is sponsored by Oarsman Automotive. It's driven by OarsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Oarsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OarsmanCars.com. Text of the Day comes from Stephen Overly, who says, "We saw Philly draft for their needs last season and hit a home run on two cornerbacks. What would you guys say position-wise is most important for the Ravens to draft in April?"
Edge.
Yep.
Well, a tackle, I mean,
it depends
also.
What they, it depends if they did something in free agency or not.
Yeah.
But I don't think they need to take a right tackle in the first round. I mean, I don't know. I'll have to study the draft a lot more. But, like, I mean.
Well, the
if there's a run, if there's as much pass rush, edge, and both internal as people are saying, then there's going to be three quarterbacks at least. There'll always be a handful of receivers. Like, some like offensive line, maybe get pushed down. I say that knowing that in the end, there seems like there's always at least 8 or 9, and sometimes more like 11 and 12 who end up going. But I don't hear that early buzz about this group. I don't know if they need to, I don't know. It'd have to be a hell of an offensive lineman for me to go first round.
Remember, the Eagles took corners with their first two picks. They took Quinion Mitchell in the first round and Cooper DeJean in the second round. So, and they hit home runs with both of them.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Bone, anything?
I'm shocked the text of the day was not Aditi related.
Oh, yeah. No, no.
That's
Aditi.
An upset.
But Ben, no reaction.
The way you guys let her go, she sounded upset. I didn't want to rip her double down. But there were quite a few texts that were not happy with her word salad. Yeah, her word salad about whatever you
people
want to call
it. Like I said, people just twist themselves up over knots about Lamar. It just he brings that out in them.
All of a sudden,
they go to lengths that they just normally might not go to.
All of a sudden, the word valuable, like we need to check the definition. It's always the best dude. Like that's why I said this to you off the air. I'll say it on the air. That's why we played that Dominic Foxworth cut from because he's right. It's every year the MVP is the best dude. But this year we got to talk about value. Bones, studs, and duds.
The goalposts just continue.
How many
to move
BFDs
back
are left?
Super Bowl studs and duds?
Who knows? Somebody knows or nobody knows?
Jason, Super Bowl studs and duds?
He's not gonna. I say no, then maybe he'll do it.
Oh yeah.
Now we're gonna put a bow on the season that was. How can the Ravens get back there? We'll continue looking at the rest of the position groups defensively, inside linebackers, corners, safety review. What should be done at those groups, if any, this offseason?
That's coming up next. Alex riding shotgun. Keep it locked in here. 105.
Be careful out there.
Yeah, it looks like it's starting to stick a little bit. Yeah. It's supposed to go all night, so we'll see what it looks like. But BFD is coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow, too, here on The Fan.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring training and opening day is officially upon us.
Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.